I wanna highlight just a couple things real quick from what he's saying so far. One, they did this in vertical. And so they really released this in social media in the medium that they're following most engaged with. And two, they're not going online. They're just not putting their worship services streamed online at the same time that the church service is going on. And I'm hearing them saying, basically, we're about Portland. We're about local. And if you're in Portland, who we're primarily trying to reach, we want you here, not in your home living room watching online. And so this is a tension that a lot of churches talk about is our live stream encouraging people to skip church? But welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. Neil Smith here with DK Hammonds. We are reacting to Bridgetown Church's recent announcement about not live streaming anymore. We want to talk about whether your church should consider the same. Our friend Kenny Jang, Church Tech Today, released basically a video about this. We have not watched it yet. So we're going to watch this video together here on Social Media Church Podcast and react to it. So DK, if you would start playing a little bit, and then maybe we'll pause it midway through when we want to react.
Important announcement for the life of our church. Sunday, March 24th will be the last time that we offer a full live stream for our Sunday worship gathering. We will continue to offer the full teaching from every Sunday worship gathering in both video and audio format. So you'll still be able to access, like you always have in the life of this church, every teaching from every Bridgetown worship gathering on video on our website or on podcast, wherever it is that you listen and get your podcasts. The vision of our church is in Portland as it is in heaven. And so I want you to know the heart behind this decision is to continue to live in line with that vision. That's always been our vision, and it always will be our vision. There was a time in the history of this church.
So I want to highlight just a couple things real quick from what he's saying so far. One, they did this in vertical. And so they really released this in social media in the medium that they're following most engaged with. And two, they're not going online. They're just not putting their worship services streamed online at the same time that the church service is going on. And I'm hearing them saying, basically, we're about Portland. We're about local. And if you're in Portland, who we're primarily trying to reach, we want you here, not in your home living room watching online. And so this is a tension that a lot of churches talk about is our live stream encouraging people to skip church? But yeah, that was my quick takeaway from the beginning. Any DK?
Yeah, man. Same thing. Again, I think the knee jerk reaction is, yo, you guys are not offering online church at all. When in fact, that's not true. They are offering a form of online church. It's just not in a live form that you would normally be accustomed to. I think, too, him saying that last piece is very important. He says it's Portland as it is in heaven, which says they have a vision that is closely connected to the local community. Anything outside of that is extra or probably something that we shouldn't engage in. But let's continue to watch the video, and I'll give the rest of my takes.
Yep, that's good.
As we navigate the complexity of a global pandemic, when offering our full Sunday worship gathering on live stream was absolutely essential for us to live out that vision together. And thankfully now safely on the other side of that complex time, a full Sunday worship gathering that can be viewed from anywhere and everywhere is no longer an essential toward living that vision. Should it become again, would we consider reoffering a live stream? Of course we would. This simply isn't that time, and we're grateful for that. So this decision will affect different groups of people in different ways. So I want to address those different groups of people. First, for those of you who are here in Portland, consider Bridgetown your church home and might have benefited from this live stream when you're traveling or just unable to make it to church that Sunday or something like that. let this just be one more invitation to gather in person in local community on Sundays around the stage and midweek around the table.
Here's the thing, brother. I think, and I'm a digital guy by all intents and purposes, right? But you cannot have the digital unless you have the local. That's just period, point blank. You can try to be as global as you want to. It has to be a focus, not a hyper-focus, but an intentional focus that we are focusing on the community as a whole. And if we create something digitally, it will work as well. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And, you know, and I might push back on that a little bit because I think there are some exceptions to that, but I would say the majority, it's going to come out of a local. And so I totally agree with that. I think it's also interesting. He points out that he kind of went back to the why. We started live streaming because of the pandemic, and that was the only way for us to gather. But now we're on the other side of that. And so our why changed, but I think the consumption behaviors in some ways didn't. And it's kind of encouraging people not to be in community on Sundays, that as some people have just gotten so comfortable live streaming. And so he kind of went back to the why. And I think if pastors started thinking about why they're still doing online, in some ways it's because they just never stopped live streaming, or a lot of churches are like, well, because Stephen Furtick does it and Elevation Church does it, I guess we should do it too. And that's not a good reason why. I think you've got to come back to what is the mission of our church. And I think what has happened that I'm very excited about is a lot of churches went online because they had to, but then they began to engage people outside of the local community and said, we actually want to be online and we actually want to be for a church for people that can never come in person. But he's kind of saying their church, Bridgetown, they're not called to that. Their church is called to Portland and they're local. And so their why for live streaming has diminished. And so that's where they're making this adjustment. Yep. It's fascinating.
In homes in Bridgetown communities, that has been the heartbeat of our church and the invitation from day one and continues to be. It is our belief that the future of the church is ancient, and part of the ancient way of God's people is gathering together in person, in local community, to live out the way of Jesus. So you're invited to come and to do that with us. And then there will be those of you who have benefited from the Bridgetown live stream as a supplement to your apprenticeship to Jesus elsewhere. So if you have found the teaching of this church helpful as you attend another local church in another city or something like that, first, I just want to say what an honor and privilege it is that something of what God is doing in our local community might be helping you follow Jesus where you are. And we hope that by continuing to offer the teaching, we can continue to supplement your apprenticeship to Jesus right where you are. And then finally, there will be some of you who are gathering together in homes or smaller communities, and the Bridgetown live stream has actually served to be the primary expression of worship by which you have gathered together and tried to form community and apprentice to Jesus in a local group somewhere outside of the city of Portland. And again, I want to say first, I'm so grateful that something of the life of this church has helped you to follow Jesus and to form that type of community. And I want to give you a two-part invitation. The first is the sincere hope that by continuing to offer our...
I can pretty much tell you how this video finna end. I think here's what he's saying. The gathering together is important, and it shouldn't be more important than the gathering of the saints in person. Now, here's where I'm going to probably get my teeth kicked in online. This sounds like some other people that want people to move from online work to in-person work. And so some people are going to feel a way that you're forcing me to make this decision. Now, it is a local church's opinion to do that, but it looks like we're mirroring culture. Culture wants us to come back to work when people are doing remote work and they're doing it at a high level. And it almost feels like sometimes that I don't want you to do remote church. You need to come in and do local church. When in fact, remote church helped you for 2 years. And that's why I kind of got to kick you back in a little bit, because it has been helpful. Here's the other thing I think has been equally helpful is, to their point, if they go this route, they can take out the songs or place the songs behind their website and let people enjoy the entire service without getting flagged on their YouTube pages. And it's a third thing I can think about. If you're not going to have online church, should you also have a YouTube ministry that you may be monetizing off of? I know I'm going to get my back kicked in over there, Niels. And I'm ready for it. So put it in the chat if you agree. All right, we'll finish it, man. Go ahead.
That's, you know, yeah, it's interesting. I think, yeah, it's interesting that they're basically saying, if you're using this for a house church, this is actually what a lot of other churches are hoping people will do. And they're kind of saying, I'm eager to see what he says next, but it kind of, you know, he's kind of moving towards like, cool, honored that you did that, but that's not what we're built for. So you gotta go in a different direction for your house church.
And here's the last thing I want to say. I love a pastor that calls an audible. I am in tune with what God is doing, and I feel like he's doing this.
Yeah.
And whether you like it or not, I want to be centered in the voice of God and the vision that God has given me. And I think that's important from a pastoral standpoint, that we are in tune with the voice and the vision at the same time, and they're married. So let's kick back to it.
Our teaching that you would continue to be helped by the ministry of this church. But the second is a call to find yourself locally rooted in a community of Jesus followers in the local place where you are. I hope that our teaching will continue to help you follow Jesus, but that you will also live this ancient way in your local place by finding a local community with whom you can gather and live out the way of Jesus life on life with other people. Whoever you are, wherever you are, blessing and peace to you as you seek to be with Jesus, become like Jesus, and do what Jesus did.
What is well said. You know, I think at the end of the day, he communicated their why very clearly. I love DK, even what you said of like, you got to respect a pastor that's that's calling an audible of like, we went here, we did this. It's actually working really well when you look at the metrics, but it is not aligned to our mission. And so we're going to pull it. And so, and I think sometimes pastors have a hard time pivoting, especially when things are going well. And this practically is probably going to not just cost them YouTube revenue. It's probably going to cost them giving revenue. And so it's a pretty, I love that he's leaning into his conviction with online. And so.
Say goodbye to clunky tools. With DonorBox Ministry Matters, raising funds becomes seamless and efficient. Picture this: easy to use donation forms integrated seamlessly with your website, and powerful analytics to track your progress. It's more than just fundraising. DonorBox Ministry Matters fosters connections and community, inspiring lifelong support for your cause. Ready to grow your church giving? Visit DonorBox.org to discover how DonorBox Ministry Matters can elevate your ministry's impact today.
One of the things, DK, that I am actually intrigued by with this is, will this practically actually help them reach more people with their teaching content by making it available online and only putting out the on-demand? Because what I see from most churches is 90% or more of their engagement online is happening on demand rather than live, but yet 90% of their resources to produce a live stream is what it takes on the investment standpoint. And so I would actually, even from an online ministry standpoint, prefer for churches to focus on their on demand more than they focus on the live stream. And I think they'll end up reaching more people. And so I'll be curious that from their standpoint, if they end up actually seeing a better return on investment by doing this strategically, even though what I hear is that's not the objective. The objective isn't to reach more people. It's to stay focused on Portland. So I love that he starts with the why, but I actually think if that's still going to end up snowballing into greater online impact and reach, because of the prioritization.
So, man, you got me amped now. All right. So yes, I agree. And I definitely agree with the fact that now, because we don't have the pressure of being flagged every single Sunday, we can put up just the messaging on YouTube, and that is monetizing. We can also have the stream on our website, and that also brings foot traffic to our website. We can also use said foot traffic to then plant you back into various local churches. Here's the opportunity, I think, a couple of things I want to say to that. First, if I'm going to say this ends, what would have been nice is if I would have had a place for you to say, hey, if you are a part of the global ministry, here's where you can go locally. Because many of these people don't know, nor do they trust. They trust you. They've been a part of your ministry. They want to go where you are. Now you're saying go somewhere else and find another place. Okay, well, aid me in that. And I think that's a missed opportunity that they can go back and fix in terms of pointing people to the right place, because now they're going to be displaced and have to find this church thing all over again, which is pressure in of itself. Here's the other thing. When we're talking about assimilation and adult ministry, the focus of digital discipleship is to bring people into assimilation and adult ministry so that they can do the work and service of the local church. I can't stress that enough. If we're not doing digital, that's pointing back to groups, pointing back to serving and serve teams, pointing back to deeper walks that help grow, we have a misunderstanding. Right. And so those are the opportunities that's there. I think I agree with you, Niels. They're going to capitalize on that. They have a strategy that he's simply executing what's already been discussed. There is a deeper strategy at place. They're focused locally. They're going to focus locally on their website, and you still can receive. It's not taking away your ability to receive it. You just won't receive it in real time. Now, for those of y'all who are not in the chat or the comments, you're not chat operators, you don't offer prayer to anybody, you shouldn't care. You just shouldn't care. But for those who do, you might be a little bent out of shape. Yeah. For the rest of you, you make me sick to my stomach, fam. You need to stop and go to watch online. Now, in reverse, I've seen churches both grow digitally and locally, but it was as a result of the eyeballs that were on that website in a very live way. And so, is his way wrong? No. Do I agree with everything? I don't. But I honor the fact that he said it well, he understood what he was talking about, and they have a strategic vision, and they're trying to be in line with that. And for that, he is honored for that, man.
Yes. And DK, I think, man, that is such an important point. And I, to your point, and I want to reemphasize this, I have never in the 15 years or so that I've been doing online ministry seen a church that grew online and didn't grow in person when they grew online. Now, I've seen some decline in person, even when they're online, but I think that has more to do with their in-person experiences than their online, and they wouldn't have the attendance they do in person without online, but I have not seen online cause fewer people to show up in person. And I know, like, my kids right now, they're into Taylor Swift, and they've watched Taylor Swift concerts online, but what they would do to get to an in-person Taylor Swift concert, if she's in New York, or even they would travel anywhere to go see her in person. Our human nature, I think, is to want to be in person if we at all can. And if we first find things online and we have the ability to go in person and experience it in the flesh, that's what I think we're drawn to. And so I don't think that on live streaming is causing fewer people to engage with you in person. And I don't think that on demand is definitely not going to. And so I don't think it's a bad shift, but I also don't think that I'm concerned that people are going to copy this just to copy it. Does that make sense? And they're not going to ask the why, or that they think that if they stop doing their live stream, that it's going to cause more people to show up in person. And I don't think that's going to be the result. I think it's going to cause you to reach fewer people, which is going to end up hurting your in-person attendance as well. And so that would be my prediction of what will actually happen. And I don't think that's their objective. In some ways, I don't think he cares, because he's just leaning into his conviction. But I get concerned that people are going to hear that and react of maybe we should do the same thing, and without really aligning it to their why. And if your why is to be online to reach more people, I think, and if you don't care who you're reaching, where you're reaching them, then I think you should keep live streaming. I just, you know, probably my deeper conviction is to pay attention to the data and prioritize your resource, you know, focus to reach more people. If that's your objective, and that's most churches I talk to, their why behind YouTube, their why behind streaming, or their why behind podcasting is to reach more people and to grow people's engagement with their church, whether locally or globally. But it does, the response that I have seen over and over and over again is when your online presence grows and your online reach grows, so does your physical attendance grow alongside of it. And I'm seeing that post pandemic as well. And so I think that's the hope that this is going to translate into a higher physical attendance is a concern that I have. Other churches.
And I think if you are a church and you watch this video, it sounds good in theory. They have a team, they have a strategy, an obvious structure in which they want to align themselves to. If you don't have any of those things set, you might want to hit pause on that conversation. It's very clear that we try to mimic what we think works. This is what works for them. This may not be your context. This may hurt your context. So I'm sure that they had a lot of thought process. Now, again, they're rolling this out. I think it ends this weekend. This is the last weekend before Easter. Hey, you're not going to be after Easter, before Easter. Yeah. This is it. Yeah. Good time is over with. So now watch this. If you're thinking about it, they have hosts. Yep. They don't have to worry about hosts anymore on the live end, just on the digital side. If they have other program at the beginning, they don't have to worry about that. Yep. So they cut costs there. So it is a good financial business decision and a vision decision that some people need to make. But if you are not those some people, please, ma'am, please, sir, do not put yourself in a bind trying to be like this good brother pastor here. Be yourself and do what is necessary for your context and your people, whatever it may be. And don't try to be like somebody else. That's a great idea. I know a lot of pastors that would love to do that. And guess what? They will tick off 30% of their members and they will go somewhere else because they have a better offering online and they have a better kids ministry. So they might as well go and get everything in one package deal. Now, that's what I say. I salute this pastor. I honor him. I don't want you to think that we are attacking you and your vision, because that's not the case. We're simply just adding color to your context. And so I hope he would appreciate that if he sees it. And if he got questions, please inbox me, because I don't run from nobody nowhere. I'm too big.
Are you looking for a simple, seamless way to raise funds and support your ministry's mission? Meet DonorBox Ministry Matters, the ultimate fundraising solution tailored specifically for the needs of nonprofits like yours. DonorBox Ministry Matters has got you covered. With their intuitive online donation platform, you can easily connect with your supporters and streamline your fundraising efforts like never before. Picture this: effortless donation management, customizable donation forms to match your ministry's branding, and robust reporting tools to track your progress, all in one user-friendly interface. DonorBox Ministry Matters goes beyond just raising funds. It empowers you to cultivate stronger relationships with your donors, engage your community, and amplify your impact. Whether you're a small nonprofit or a large church, DonorBox Ministry Matters is the partner you need to take your fundraising to the next level. Visit DonorBox.org today to learn more and start making a difference with DonorBox Ministry Matters. That's DonorBox.org.
Well said. Well said. We will leave that conversation there. It is a fascinating conversation, and we'll monitor it. We'll watch, and I'm intrigued to see what happens from here, and I'm intrigued to see what other churches might follow this same trend. And so it's an interesting move, an interesting announcement that's caught a lot of attention, and for good reason. So we wanted to you know, share our thoughts and get our understanding. And so, these are our thoughts, and this is our perspective, and we would love to hear yours. So make sure you engage with us on social media. Let us know your thoughts. Leave it in the YouTube comments or wherever you want to engage with us. We're across the board engaged on the various social media channels. So thanks for listening to this episode, or watching if you're watching on YouTube, of the Social Media Church podcast. We are so grateful for you listening. If you would, leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, Stitcher, wherever it is that you are listening, go leave that rating or review. It helps other people find us, and it helps give us feedback as to how we can get better and better serve and support you through these conversations. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you again on the next episode.